Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the 2022 LeapFrog ASC Survey Town Hall Call. Thank you so much for joining us today. Throughout today's call, we will be using the Zoom Q&A function. So we will have a live help desk support. So as you have questions, again, just look to the bottom of your Zoom menu. You will see the Q&A function. A couple things to keep in mind is that other people on today's call will be able to see your questions and answers. Please only reserve the chat if you are experiencing a technical issue. I see lots of folks joining, so I'm going to give them a chance to get settled, and we will get started in just a minute. So thank you again for joining the 2022 LeapFrog ASC Survey Town Hall Call. My name is Missy Danforth. I'm the Vice President for Healthcare Ratings at the LeapFrog Group. As a reminder, we're going to be using the Zoom Q&A function throughout today's call. So if you have a question, please don't hold it to the end. We have help desk coordinators joining us today that will be answering your questions in real time. In addition, please do reserve the chat function to report technical issues only. We won't be checking the chat for questions today. So first, let me tell you a little bit about our organization. LeapFrog was founded over 20 years ago. We just celebrated our 22-year anniversary. We are a national not-for-profit founded by large self-insured purchasers and employers in direct response to the 1999 IOM report to Err as Human. We continue to be governed by large purchasers and employers. You can see the logos for some of our founders here. Our mission is to trigger giant leaps forward in the safety, quality, and affordability of U.S. healthcare by specifically using transparency to support informed decision-making and value-based purchasing. The data we collect and publicly report is used by healthcare consumers, purchasers and employers, national and regional health plans, transparency vendors like WebMD, researchers, and many others. But we couldn't do our work if we're not for our national network of purchasers and employers. LeapFrog works with over 30 different regional leaders around the country. These are most commonly business health coalitions or purchasing coalitions who really act as LeapFrog on the ground. So in California, it's the Purchaser Business Group on Health that's actively targeting ambulatory surgery centers to submit a LeapFrog ASC survey. In Colorado, it's the Colorado Business Group on Health. And we have one of these organizations in almost every state of the country. They are committed to not only asking ambulatory surgery centers and hospitals to participate in our annual voluntary surveys, but to actually use the data that we collect with their own members and in their purchasing principles as well. In addition to working with our regional leaders, so those business health coalitions around the country, we also have a national panel of employer benefits innovators. These are companies like CVS, General Motors, including several state health departments, who are going to be piloting projects that include the use of LeapFrog Hospital and ASC survey results. We also have a partnership with the Health Transformation Alliance, ERIC, the ERISA Industry Group, the Purchaser Business Group on Health, and the National Alliance of Healthcare Purchaser Coalitions to send letters to all ASCs on our roster, urging them to submit a 2022 LeapFrog ASC survey. Together, these groups represent over 12,000 employers and more than 55 million covered lives. So if you have received one of these letters, if you are hearing more and more about LeapFrog's ASC survey, a lot of that energy is really coming from our really active employer purchaser community. In addition, this year, LeapFrog launched an Ambulatory Surgery Center Advisory Committee. So this is a committee made up of ASC leaders that advises LeapFrog, both our management and our board, on key issues related to ASC safety, quality, and efficiency to ensure that employers have the best information available for their decision-making. While the committee doesn't design or execute the current LeapFrog ASC survey, they do deliberate on long-term issues that could affect the survey over time. We put out a national press release regarding this committee, and you can see a list of the members on our website. So why participate in LeapFrog's ASC survey this year? We've been really fortunate over the past couple of years to talk to both purchasers and employers and also ASCs to find out what about the LeapFrog ASC is most meaningful to them. First and foremost is prominent positioning with employers, purchasers, and health plans. Here's a quote from Lee Lewis, who's the Chief Strategy Officer and General Manager of Medical Solutions at the Health Transformation Alliance. They're a cooperative of 58 leading self-insured employers across the U.S. And he says, LeapFrog gives us critical data on quality and safety that employers can't get anywhere else. And so, as I mentioned, employers are really looking to LeapFrog for helping them get information on ASC safety and quality, because otherwise they wouldn't have that information available. Many of our employer members are working directly with ASCs to inform benefits design and contracting. They expect transparent data on safety and quality, not just cost, right? So to them, that value equation is made up of safety and quality as well as cost, and it's the safety and quality that they're looking to LeapFrog to help them get. Other employers are contracting in more traditional ways through third-party administrators or health plans, and they expect this data as well. However, they are finding that there is a lack of this information, and again, has turned to LeapFrog to help them. ASCs are also telling us that they can use survey results for peer benchmarking. So Stephanie Jarosz is an ASC director for the Center for Spine and Joint Replacement Surgery. She's also a member of LeapFrog's ASC Advisory Committee. And she notes that the survey is a check and balance for us. Before participating, I didn't have good insight into what other ASCs were doing nationally. It helped me see what's important and if we were on the right track. Internal reporting and benchmarking can provide valuable insight to an ASC. Being able to compare your performance with similar ASCs across the country is critical, not just for competitiveness, but also for growth. We're also hearing that ASCs find it valuable to educate patients about their facility. And that's one of the really main things that LeapFrog has really been stressing. As Stephanie notes, there's a drive across the ASC industry to show patients that we deliver the same, if not better, care than hospitals can provide. Most patients have a choice where to seek elective procedures. So having transparent information that they can use to make comparisons is one way to drive business to your facility. And then finally, and very important to LeapFrog, is to actually galvanize improvement. So one of the main things that we hope ASCs are doing with their survey results is not just using it for market growth, but also for quality improvement. As Dr. Mike Crivetti, who's the owner and medical director at Carando Surgery Center in Nevada, noted, if I could summarize what LeapFrog does for us, it's credibility through accountability. There is abundant published evidence that transparency can galvanize change, and that public reporting specifically can provide lots of different healthcare facilities and healthcare facility leaders with an actionable tool to get their team on board. Accountability builds and sustains momentum. So now let's talk a little bit about the survey. We have several important goals for our ASC survey. The first, obviously, is to collect data that's meaningful to purchasers and consumers. We do that by using evidence-based, nationally standardized measures of patient safety and quality. We ensure proper risk adjustment when it's appropriate, and we run a TouchNop health desk to provide technical assistance to individuals within ASCs who are participating in the survey. We also have a goal to use publicly reported data to inform purchasing and care decisions, as I mentioned. And so we do try to focus in on measures that have performance gaps, because these are areas where choice really matters. We also make our survey results available on a free website. So nothing that we do is behind a paywall for either ASCs or for the public. Another goal is to build on our work with purchasers, employers, health plans, and others to incorporate survey results into member tools, benefit design, direct contracting decisions, and value-based purchasing strategies. And we're doing this through pilots initiated by our employer innovation panel and to leverage the partners we have within our regional leader organizations, as well as other employer members, partners, and data licensees. And then finally, and this is important because LeapFrog's ASC survey is a self-reported survey tool, we have a goal of maintaining the highest level of data integrity by implementing rigorous data verification protocols, including CEO affirmations, online data warnings, extensive monthly data verification processes, monthly documentation requests, and on-site verification. The survey itself is annual. It's open every year from April 1st to November 30th. And so if you're just learning about the survey today, you have a lot of time before the survey closes. The survey is always free to participate in. And as I mentioned, the results are always free on a public reporting website as well. The measures on the survey are nationally standardized and evidence-based. Many are endorsed by the National Quality Forum, which means they've been tested for reliability and validity and have been approved for specific use in public reporting programs and also in payment programs. Importantly, several of the measures are aligned with other national agencies and organizations, including the AAAHC and the Joint Commission, two of the largest ASC accreditation organizations, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that hosts the outpatient procedures module, where ASCs can report in surgical site infections and certain same-day outcome measures, and finally, CMS. We have more information about measure alignment on our website. You can actually download a survey overview PDF. Here's actually a screenshot of that survey overview PDF. You can see that the document includes a list of the measures included in each of the five sections of the survey, an indication of whether the measure is endorsed or aligned with other national reporting entities, an indication of whether the measure is applicable to ASCs that only care for pediatric patients, and then finally, whether it is reported side by side along with hospital outpatient departments, as well as some details of how the information is publicly reported on our website. In addition to being aligned with other national measurement organizations, which we think is very important in terms of reporting burden, participation in the LeapFrog ASC survey can also help your facility fulfill CMS's requirements for an ongoing quality program. So we know many ambulatory surgery centers have already or are in the process of seeking deemed status with CMS so they can be reimbursed for Medicare patients. One of the requirements that CMS has in place is to ensure that ASCs have an ongoing quality program in place. The way that the LeapFrog ASC survey is designed, the measures naturally lend themselves to be included or even being the foundation of a robust quality program. And because the benchmarking opportunities and the ability to compare yourself to your peers, it also provides an opportunity to set improvement goals. And then lastly, in some cases, we do want to make sure that ASCs can utilize existing data to report on some of the measures. So for example, I mentioned we align with CMS. We're doing this particularly for patient experience, where we are asking ASCs and hospital outpatient departments through our hospital survey to report on their results from the OAS CAP survey. So we know that the OAS CAP survey is going to become a required element of the ASC quality reporting program administered through CMS. So rather than coming up with our own patient experience survey, here's an opportunity where we're aligning with CMS. So if your ASC is participating with CMS and has already started administering that ASC, that OAS CAP survey, you can use that same information to fulfill one of the requirements on the LeapFrog ASC survey. So now I've talked a little bit about why we think it's important for ASCs to participate. I've given you a really brief overview of the survey itself. I want to do a deeper dive and talk about each of the sections of the survey itself. So when you go to our website, leapfroggroup.org/ASC, you can download a hard copy of the survey, and we make both a Word version of the survey and a PDF version available. The hard copy of the survey matches the online survey tool in almost every way. Each section of the survey begins with some general information about LeapFrog standards. We then include reporting periods, and these reporting periods need to be used to do your data collection for each set of questions. The reporting periods are followed by the survey questions, and some of the survey questions may include references to endnotes. The endnotes are available in the online survey tool, as well as the hard copy of the survey. Each section of the survey, so all five sections, are followed by an affirmation of accuracy. This has to be completed by your facility's administrator or by an individual that's been designated by your administrator. So if there are five sections to the LeapFrog ASC survey, it means that you need to complete the affirmation of accuracy five different times. And then finally, we include reference information. So after the reporting periods, survey questions, the reference information includes helpful information such as what's new and change summaries that have occurred since we first published the survey on April 1st. But it also includes important measure specifications, answers to frequently asked questions, and other notes that should be carefully reviewed before you actually start your data collection and start filling out the hard copy of the survey. Section 1 of the ASC survey focuses on basic facility information. It includes questions on your facility, such as the number of operating rooms, the number of endoscopic procedure rooms, the number of both adult and pediatric discharges, your teaching status, ownership, accreditation, and then whether or not you have a transfer agreement in place with the hospital in case patients from your facility need a higher level of care. Section 1 also includes questions on efforts your ambulatory surgery center has in place to ensure both health equity and fair billing practices. This includes pricing information being displayed on your website for commonly performed procedures, as well as whether or not your facility is collecting patient self-identified demographic data, including race and ethnicity. Section 2 focuses on medical, surgical, and clinical staff. It includes questions pertaining to the training and education of medical, surgical, and clinical staff, including proper resuscitation training and, importantly, board certification. So we have questions on whether or not you have staff in your facility at all times who are trained in advanced cardiovascular life support, and if you perform procedures on pediatric patients who are less than 12 years of age. We also ask whether or not you have staff in the facility at all times who are trained in pediatric advanced life support. And then finally, we ask about board certification for physicians, anesthesiologists, and certified nurse anesthetists. Section 3 of the ASC survey is focused on the volume and safety of procedures. It includes questions on the volume of procedures performed at your facility, as well as questions on patient follow-up, patient selection, informed consent, and the implementation of a safe surgery checklist. For patient follow-up, we obtain data directly from CMS through their Ambulatory Surgery Center Quality Reporting Program for two measures. The first is ASC 11, which is the percentage of patients who had cataract surgery and had improvement in visual function within 90 days following the surgery. This is currently a voluntary measure for CMS for both ambulatory surgery centers and hospital outpatient departments. It involves the administration of a visual function survey following cataract procedures. We're also getting information from CMS on ASC 12. Again, this is a measure that applies to both ASCs and hospital outpatient departments. It measures the rate of unplanned hospital visits after an outpatient colonoscopy. For LeapFrog to obtain the data for each of these two measures, your facility needs to provide a valid valid CMS certification number, and also a national provider identifier in the profile section of the online survey tool. We then use these two identifiers, the CCN and the NPI, to match your facility with data that's published by CMS, so we can use that information in scoring and public reporting. If your facility doesn't participate with CMS, you're publicly reported appropriately, and if your facility doesn't perform other procedures, you're publicly reported, it does not apply. So we do understand that not all facilities participate with CCN, in which case you wouldn't be scored and publicly reported on that. The types of procedures that we're focused on in the volume and safety of procedures section of the survey include several different surgical specialties that represent some of the highest volume procedures being performed in hospital outpatient departments and in ASCs. These procedures were identified by working with a proprietary private claims database so we could be sure that we were capturing those things most frequently being sought after by patients who have employer-sponsored health plans. In addition to being high volume, the procedures also require moderate to general anesthesia or a nerve block. And so we really wanted to focus on those things that were high volume and that presented some risk to the patient, right? Because that's where choice really matters. And in some cases, the greatest risk may be the anesthesia itself. The specialties that we're focused on in 2022 include gastroenterology, general surgery, ophthalmology, orthopedic surgery, otolaryngology, urology, neurological surgery, obstetrics and gynecology, and then finally plastic and reconstructive surgery. We are collecting volume for the most part on both adult and pediatric procedures. So again, many of our employer and purchaser members have employer-sponsored plans, and so they're paying for a lot of pediatric care. So it's important that they have information on safety and quality related to not just adult patients, but pediatric patients as well. So in 2022, we're asking hospitals and ASCs to report on several different adult and pediatric outpatient procedures, including three procedures related to gastroenterology. There are seven adult procedures under the general surgery category and two pediatric procedures. There are three ophthalmology procedures for both adults and pediatric patients. And then for orthopedic procedures, we have seven adult procedures and five pediatric procedures. For otolaryngology, we actually have more pediatric procedures than adult procedures. So four pediatric procedures and only three adult procedures. And then for the remaining surgical specialties, urology, neurological surgery, obstetrics and gynecology, and plastic and reconstructive surgery, we're collecting adult procedure volume only. So no pediatric procedures among those four surgical specialties. Section four of the ASC survey includes questions related to patient safety practices. These are typically questions about processes or structures that your ASC has in place to keep patients safe from harm. All of these patient safety practices are evidence-based, meaning that there is ample evidence that the types of harm associated with these practices are avoidable. There's also ample evidence that every ASC, regardless of what types of procedures you perform or what your surgical specialty is, should have these patient safety practices in place. The first patient safety practice is focused on medication safety. And it includes questions related to the documentation of both medicines and allergy information. The second patient safety practice is related to the surveillance and reporting of both surgical site infections and certain same-day outcome measures. The questions are focused on ASC's participation in NHSN's outpatient procedure component module. This is a component that was developed specifically for ASCs to be able to report on surgical site infections among all payers, among all payer types, as well as same-day outcome measures. This is where that information is specifically obtained. The third patient safety practice is focused on hand hygiene. Hand hygiene is one of the most important things that both hospitals and ASCs can do to prevent the spread of healthcare-associated infection. Next, our select number of national quality forum safe practices. These are practices that have strong evidence tying them to the reduction of patient safety events. The first is focused on the culture of safety leadership structures and systems, so it's related to whether or not your leadership team is making patient safety a priority. The second is related to culture measurement, feedback, and intervention, which starts with the administration of a culture of safety survey to your staff, including physicians and nurses. Leapfrog offers several different culture safety surveys to choose from, and this only applies to ASCs who employ at least 20 staff. Finally, we include a national quality forum endorsed safe practice focused on risks and hazards. This is optional in 2022, but will be scored and publicly reported in 2023. These NQF safe practices are included on Leapfrog's hospital survey as well, and have proven to be very effective in helping both hospitals and ASCs really have a checklist in front of them to ensure they have the right processes and structures in place to prevent adverse events from occurring to their patients. In Section 4, Leapfrog also asks about policies related to the disclosure and management of NEVER events. So these are certain types of adverse events that are so egregious, experts agree they should never happen. They're very rare, but when one does occur in your facility, Leapfrog asks that specific actions are taken, including apologizing to the patient, performing a root cause analysis, and also waiving costs associated with the NEVER event. And then finally, we ask a series of optional questions related to nursing workforce. Again, we don't plan to score and publicly report the nursing workforce questions until 2023. One thing to note, if your facility is not yet participating in the NHSN's outpatient procedure component, or you're not yet administering a culture of safety survey, you can still participate in Leapfrog's ASC survey. You'll simply answer no to the questions related to these specific patient safety practices. Lastly, Section 5 of the ASC survey is focused on patient experience. And here, as I've described earlier, is where we're asking you to report those top box scores from the OAS CAP survey. One unique thing about the OAS CAP survey is that it's currently the only survey of its kind that's been endorsed by the National Quality Forum. And again, that's important because it means that the survey tool has been tested and the results can be used specifically for public reporting and also in payment programs. The OAS CAP survey is designed to compare patient experience in both ambulatory surgery centers and hospital outpatient departments. So in this section of the survey, ASCs are asked to report the domain scores from the OAS CAP survey. We accept responses from ASCs administering the OAS CAP survey, regardless of whether you are currently submitting those same data to CMS. So if you're doing the survey but not submitting your data to CMS, you can still report it to Leapfrog. In addition, we're accepting responses from ASCs administering the OAS CAP survey if you're using modes not yet approved by CMS, such as electronic administration. So we know that some facilities have reported higher responses or higher response rates when using an electronic administration mode. While this mode has not yet been approved by CMS, we have strong confidence that it will be, and so we are accepting those responses on our survey. In addition, we've lowered the overall sample size. So only facilities with at least 300 eligible discharges, these are adult patients who had both medically and non-medically necessary surgeries and or procedures, and facilities who had at least 100 return surveys, We'll need to administer the survey and report to LeapFrog on the results. One thing to note is that CMS does have a much larger required number of return surveys. However, LeapFrog's technical experts have noted that they are comfortable accepting results from ASCs who have at least 100 return surveys. Facilities that are not yet administering the OAS CAP survey can still report to the survey. You'll just answer no to questions related to the administration of the OAS CAP survey. So here again is an instance where if you're not yet doing OAS CAP, just like if you're not yet participating in the NHSN's OPC, or you're not yet administering that culture of safety survey, you can still participate in LeapFrog survey. In addition, because LeapFrog survey is open from April 1st to November 30th, if at any time during the survey cycle you start administering the OAS CAP survey or administering a culture of safety survey or participating in the NHSN's OPC, you can always log back into the survey, update your responses to those questions, and we will update your survey results appropriately within the first 5 days of the month following your resubmission. So one of the goals of having the survey open from April 1st to November 30th is to allow you to actually see updated survey results that reflect improvements in your performance so that our survey results always represent the most current performance of your ASC. As I mentioned earlier, LeapFrog has several different protocols in place to ensure data accuracy, and that's because we know that patients and their families are coming to our website to find a facility that's going to be best for them. We also know that regional, national health plans, purchasers and employees and others are using this information in really consequential ways, including to design networks and also in pay-for-performance programs. So we have an affirmation of accuracy that follows each section of the ASC survey. This requires the administrator or someone designated by the administrator to affirm that the information provided in that section of the survey is current and accurate. We also include warnings in the ASC survey tool. These help identify potential data entry errors and reporting errors so that you can be alerted to them and actually correct them while you're still in the survey tool itself. In addition, LeapFrog performs what we call a monthly extensive data verification. This is where we actually review each response submitted via LeapFrog's ASC survey and try to identify additional data entry and data reporting errors that we don't check for in the online survey tool itself. If we think we have identified a data entry error or a data reporting error, we will send an email message to your primary survey contact, your secondary survey contact, as well as any network or management company contact that you've provided us. We'll let you know the details of the error we think we've identified and give you the opportunity to correct the error or document that the original response was indeed accurate. We also perform monthly documentation requirements, and so if you tell us that you have a never events policy to deal with adverse events, we will randomly select ASCs and ask them to document that policy is in place by sending us a copy of the policy so we can review it and make sure that each of the elements are clearly included. And then finally, we've had to put our on-site verification on hold due to COVID-19. But we are administrating a virtual verification program. Both hospitals and ASCs selected for virtual ASC this year will be contacted prior to June 1st. The virtual data verification is just one additional layer that we have in place to make sure that the survey responses are accurate and so we can have confidence in our publicly reported results. So now let's do an overview of the submission process. In the hard copy of the survey, we make a pre-submission checklist available. This is very helpful to print out, review with your team ahead of time, and then use to make sure that you have completed your survey submission correctly. First, we ask that you ensure that your facility is currently performing the procedures that we reviewed today. So you have to be performing procedures in one of those 9 surgical specialties that we've been talking about. Next, we ask you to visit the ASC survey pages on our website, where you can find a lot of helpful information that you need in order to submit the survey. Next, you'll need a 16-digit security code. Every facility needs a unique 16-digit survey code, security code, to access the online survey tool and submit your survey. We do not accept paper copies of the survey. The survey must be submitted via the online survey tool, and that can only be accessed once you have the 16-digit security code. Next, download the hard copy of the survey. Review it with your team and make sure you understand the information that's required. Make sure you review the reference information and download other materials available on the survey materials webpage. For example, we make a workbook available to you to help you with the medication and allergy documentation section of the survey. In addition, ASCs must download the CPT code Excel workbook on the survey dashboard. These CPT codes are used for ASCs and hospital outpatient departments to report on the volume of procedures. After you have gone to our website, reviewed the survey information, downloaded a hard copy of the survey, reviewed the reference information with your team, next is to join LeapFrog's NHSN group. LeapFrog has its own NHSN group for ambulatory surgery centers within the NHSN OPC. By joining our group and submitting the survey, this is what allows us to get the information that you've submitted on both surgical site infection and those same-day outcome measures. So it's very important that even if the surgical site infection measures don't apply to your facility, so maybe you don't do orthopedic surgeries or maybe you don't do breast surgeries, you still need to join the NHSN OPC because the same-day outcome measures actually apply to all facilities. Next, you need to identify individuals from your ASC that can help you gather data. It's helpful to have 2 or 3 people helping you complete various sections of the survey. We then advise folks to complete a hard copy of the survey, and this is easiest so that when you are ready to enter your data into the online survey tool, you have everything at your fingertips. Once all of the information has been collected and recorded in the paper copy of the survey, it's only going to take you about an hour to enter that information into the online survey tool and submit it directly to LeapFrog. You can download and review a copy of the online survey tool guide on our website. It helps you navigate the online survey tool and also review information about our deadlines. One important thing to remember is to always download the ASC survey scoring algorithms document. As you're completing the hard copy of the survey, you can actually use the scoring algorithms document to hand score yourself on every single measure so you know exactly what your publicly reported survey results will be before you ever hit that submit button on the online survey tool. You can request a code, a security code, by filling out our security code request form and providing us with either your NHSN administrator's information or providing us a copy of your national accreditation letter or your business license. So that was really just a very brief overview of some of the mechanics or logistics behind survey submission. We've already done an overview of the content. I now want to move on to scoring and public reporting. LeapFrog collects data specifically so it can be used, and it's important that ASCs participating in the survey have a deep understanding of how the data that you submit to us will be scored and ultimately publicly reported. So once your facility submits the ASC survey to us via the online survey tool, the submitted responses are scored using the scoring algorithms detailed on our website. So LeapFrog makes all of our scoring information transparently available to you now, so you know before you ever hit that submit button on the survey dashboard exactly what your survey results will be. Only those responses that have been submitted to us will be scored and publicly reported. So that means that if you complete the online survey tool, save those responses, but never hit the submit button, the information will not be scored or publicly reported. We publicly report survey results beginning July 25th for ASCs that meet our June 30th submission deadline. If you miss the June 30th submission deadline, you can continue to submit the survey all the way up until November 30th. However, ASCs that don't submit by June 30th will initially be publicly reported as declined to respond, but our survey results website gets updated within 5 days of each month to reflect new submissions and also resubmissions. You can review your survey results on our public reporting website, ratings.leapfroggroup.org, but we also make a confidential ASC detail page available to you from the survey dashboard. That information will be available on July 12th. So if you submit your survey by June 30th, you'll get a confidential preview of your survey results on July 12th before those results are publicly reported on July 25th. As I mentioned, there's two places to review this information. One is public, one is not. Only ASCs can view those ASC detail pages using that link on the survey dashboard. We use four different performance categories in scoring and public reporting. The performance categories signal to the public your progress in achieving LeapFrog's national standards. The four categories are achieve the standards, which is displayed as four filled cell phone bars, considerable achievements, which is displayed as three filled cell phone bars, some achievement, which is displayed as two filled cell phone bars, and limited achievement, which is displayed as one filled cell phone bar. So obviously, four bars is the best. One bar is the lowest score. Additional scoring terms we use on our public reporting website include does not apply. And we use this for facilities that report not performing a particular procedure or not having or not being applicable for particular patients. So for example, if it's a pediatric measure and you don't care for pediatric patients, you would have does not apply for that measure. We use the term unable to calculate score for facilities that report a sample size that doesn't meet our minimum reporting requirements. And we use decline to respond for facilities that don't submit a survey at all. Pending LeapFrog verification is used for facilities who have survey responses that are undergoing LeapFrog standard verification process. So if we think we've identified a serious data entry or reporting error, we send you one of those monthly messages. You don't reply to us. The next month, your survey result will be updated to pending LeapFrog verification until you've contacted the help desk and corrected the error. Here's an example of the cell phone bar icon that I've been referencing. You can see we use these cell phone bars to indicate best performance in achieving the standard, considerable achievement, some achievement, or limited achievement. And there's on the right side of the screen a screenshot of how this information is displayed on our public reporting website. The measures are grouped, and for each of the measures, we include the measure name, a description of LeapFrog standard, and then the overall progress towards meeting the standard. In addition, for some of the measures, you can actually get even more detailed information about a surgery center's performance to help consumers better understand how we reach that overall cell phone bar score. Our website, ratings.leapfroggroup.org, allows users to search for both hospitals and surgery centers by their name, by their location, such as an address or zip code or even state, by the procedure type. Also, they can use a guided search if they need even more help finding information. As a reminder, hospitals and ASCs that don't submit their survey by June 30th will initially be publicly reported as declined to respond beginning on the 25th. Our procedure search allows users to search for hospitals and ASCs that perform adult and pediatric same-day surgery. So this is a special component of our public reporting website that specifically features and highlights survey results for ASCs. We want to make it so it's quick and easy for people to find information about your ASC. So they can come here and search for the specific adult or pediatric procedure that they're needing to have performed, limit their search based on their location or zip code, and then get those relevant survey results. Once they get the results, they can actually select up to three facilities and can compare them side by side. So they can choose three surgery centers that meet their search criteria, three hospitals that meet their search criteria, or a mix of both hospitals and surgery centers that meet their search criteria. They can then actually compare the results from each of the three facilities side by side. So you can see here there's Edmonds Center for Outpatient Surgery, Eastside Surgery Center, and then St. Michael's Medical Center. And for each of the facilities, they can compare the performance on the measures related to care for elective outpatient surgery center patients, elective outpatient surgery patients side by side. I now want to review how survey results are used. So clearly, survey results are used in public reporting. Leapfrog's purchaser and employer members use survey results to educate and inform their health plan enrollees, to recognize and acknowledge hospitals and ASCs that achieve our national standards. They do their own local recognition. And also to negotiate contracts with their health plans for both hospitals and ASCs. Consumers use Leapfrog's free public reporting website to compare hospitals and ASCs and to actually pick one for care. Health plans, transparency vendors, and others use the survey results to design consumer education tools, to perform market analysis, to inform contracting decisions, and these organizations actually license data from Leapfrog for a fee. And it's one of the ways that we continue to offer the survey to ASCs free of charge. Survey results are also used to identify and recognize top ASCs. So the highest performing ASCs are recognized with the prestigious Leapfrog Top ASC Award. Top ASCs are publicized in a national press announcement and invited to participate in a national in-person award ceremony. You can find video testimonies from our 2021 Top ASC winners on our website. You can also find the list of Top ASC winners and also the Top ASC methodology. We're excited to see who will make Leapfrog's Top ASC list in 2022. And now finally, I do want to review some deadlines and some resources that are available to you. So first, as I mentioned, the survey opens each year on April 1st, and the submission deadline is June 30th. Survey results are first publicly reported on July 25th. After July, survey results are updated on the fifth business day of the month to reflect surveys submitted or resubmitted by the end of the previous month. So for example, if your ASC is new to the survey and you submit the survey for the first time in September, you will see your survey results publicly reported for the first time within the first 5 days of October. Facilities can continue to submit or resubmit their survey all the way up until November 30th. December and January are reserved as a corrections period. So if you submit your survey by November 30th, and have a data entry or data reporting error, you can correct those in December and January. The online survey tool goes offline at midnight on January 31st. Then those survey results are frozen until July of the following year. More information about deadlines are available on our website, including the deadlines for joining Leapfrog's NHSN group. We offer several free resources for ASCs who are interested in submitting a survey. We have a help desk that's staffed daily from 9 to 5. We respond to tickets within 1 to 2 business days, but if you're familiar with our help desk, you know that we typically respond within just a few hours. We offer one-on-one survey orientation calls for ASCs. These are 30-minute calls where you can ask questions, review the information, the hard copy of the survey, review the scoring algorithms, and go over some of the logistics as well as our deadlines. And then we've also published a number of case studies featuring examples of how ASCs are using LeapFrog survey results to educate their patients, galvanize change, and really work on maintaining that high performance. As a reminder, if you have a question today, please do enter it in the Q&A function of the Zoom. We have been receiving questions and providing responses throughout this presentation. I'm just going to pause for a second to see if there's any unanswered questions. And I will give everyone just one additional minute to enter any additional questions into the Q&A. As a reminder, we do welcome ASCs to contact our help desk and request one of those one-on-one orientation calls so we can provide you specific technical assistance or guidance that your ASC may need. I'm not seeing any additional questions at this time, so I do want to thank you all for participating in this presentation today. Both the slides and the recording will be available on our website tomorrow. You can find that information at leapfroggroup.org/ASC. If you go to the Get Help section, you will see a link to the town hall calls, and all of this information will be posted. Thank you all so much. Have a great rest of your day. If you have any additional questions, please reach out directly to our help desk, and we hope to receive your 2022 submission by June 30th.